Well, Danny, first of all, are you ready for this thing to be done? I mean, we're just getting here, and we're liking it's nice, it's sunny, and everything else. We're just getting here. Are you guys ready to get out of here?
A lot of guys are. I like it here. It's hot though, I have to say. You know, shagging batting practice and sitting out there for games, it's really warm. You got to make sure to drink a lot of fluids.
Yeah, I don't know. For us, what was it, about 60?
Well, we're
we
not
left?
running around doing anything.
Yeah.
We're like watching. So, I mean, if we're dehydrated, we have a real issue
Yeah.
with ourselves. I mean, we've got larger issues than
probably
just
the night
like,
before as
it's
much
hot.
As anything else.
I mean, we shouldn't be dehydrated.
How different is it this year? I mean, there's a lot of hype around this team. I mean, this is your third year here with in the big club with this team. How different is it?
Yeah, I mean, looking back, you know, you didn't realize it in the past, but you know, it almost seems all the hype that's getting put around it. It seems like, man, we're destined to do big things, which is awesome. But it's funny, at the end of the day, you know, we don't have any wins yet. You know, we haven't even played a game yet. On paper, we look great, but, you know, we got to go out there on the field and perform. We got to do our part as well.
How do you keep that in perspective? Because, I mean, there's been a lot written about you guys. I mean, you're on the regional cover of Sports Illustrated. I mean, there, and you talk to anyone who covers baseball, everyone's saying the same thing. Oh, watch out for the Seattle Mariners. Watch out for the Mariners. How is the coaching staff, specifically Lloyd, try to keep that in check?
I have to say Lloyd is probably one of the most humbling coaches. He likes to let you know, and put you in your place. So he's been great with us, you know, in meetings. He's pulled us aside and, you know, and made sure that we didn't rely on 2014. You know, those numbers don't matter. Mm-hmm. It was one of those meetings. He read off all of our numbers and, you know, it was really cool to hear all these things. And then he said, "Hey, none of this matters. You know, you got to turn
the page."
He read
off your stats.
Read off everybody's stats, like what the bullpen did. You know, all of Felix's amazing things that he did last year. Fernando Rodney's league-leading saves. You know, he went through the whole thing, and then he said, "You know, none of that matters for 2015. You know, you got to repeat it."
He didn't get anyone like bad numbers, did he?
No. It was all positives. Everything he read off was all positives.
Okay, good. I wouldn't like that.
I like how you refer to him. He's a humbling coach.
Yeah. You know, and so-and-so over here hits, you know, 215 and struck out a gazillion times. But, hey, it's a new year.
It was also different this year, too. You guys come in, and it's – I mean, I know Lloyd bristled when he was asked about this early. Even today, he kind of, you know, he downplays it. But this roster was almost set coming in. It was kind of an oddity in a sense. I mean, everyone – I know for an athlete – you probably, you know, everyone talks about competing, but everyone kind of knew their role, right? There was probably only about five or six spots up for grabs. Good, bad, how was that, just even from your perspective, just knowing how well set this roster was?
I think it's a good thing. You know, having the coaches and the front office know what they want and put all the pieces into play where it's not kind of up in the air to see, you know, who's going to play center field for us this year, you know, who's going to be the starting third baseman, you know, who's going to be the starting pitcher for opening day. It's got to be great. You know, it's great for the players, but
even
know.
The bullpen, you guys are all kind of, I mean, you kind of came in this, it was slotted in. I mean, you probably knew your role coming in today, but more so than you did a year ago.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, it's awesome to know, you know, hey, this is our 25 guys. And I love what he did, you know, breaking down the team a week before camp. So we can really get settled, like, hey, this is going to be your team, you know, at least for the start of the season. You know, you never know, things happen, but hey, this is your team. You know, you got the last week of spring training to gel. I've never heard of something like that, and I love it.
The he had mentioned, I think jokingly, about your numbers in spring.
Yeah.
He said if it was just based on spring, he would never make the team.
Yeah.
But it's not about spring training. It's just about getting, you know, to the majors, and he knows what you can do, and you've proved it at the major league level. What happens in spring? Are you just goofing off? Are you just throwing stuff and just screwing around?
No,
what are you doing?
I'm trying out there. I just – man, I think the major leagues is actually like an extra level of focus.
I got you.
You know, the fans are out there. Everything's on the line. You know, I'm getting locked in out here, but it's almost like that extra notch when you get to the major leagues. I think that's the big difference.
Yeah. And Danny Farcore with us. You know, that's the thing. It feels like, especially with the reliever, there's always – you guys rely on adrenaline, don't you? I mean, isn't it – you always hear that, especially with closers, but I think probably anybody coming out of the bullpen, you rely on adrenaline. It's probably harder to get some adrenaline going out here and, you know, 97 degree heat. You know, the game doesn't matter. I mean, I don't know. Maybe that's just an excuse, but it just kind of feels like that's how you guys operate.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like an excuse and it's terrible. But yeah, absolutely. Relief pitchers rely on adrenaline. You know, it's huge. I mean, we're out there for one inning, max two innings, and, you know, that adrenaline kicks in. The velo goes up. Pitches get sharper. You know, your location's better. So, yeah.
How has the game changed from your point of view in terms of scoring, the role of relief pitchers? I mean, it's been well documented that lately relief pitchers are throwing. I mean, you guys, case in point, you guys are a great case study in there. You guys got the throw gas. And it's making it harder and harder on hitters. I think in baseball, score runs and do things because every team's got these power hitters they can bring out that are throwing 94, 95 miles an hour. That's just something in baseball you didn't have to deal with a decade ago. I mean, how much for guys who've been in the game a long time, how much have you seen it change? Have you seen it evolve to more of a pitcher-dominated type of sport now?
Yeah, I think the steroid era had a little something to do with that as well. You know, you had leadoff hitters hitting 40, 50 homers. You know, when I was growing up watching baseball, it was crazy the home runs that were hit. And you don't see that as much anymore. You know, they took a hold of the PEDs. So I think that has something to do with it. You know, pitchers were on it too, so they were throwing hard back in the day. I mean, I remember not saying AJ Burnett was a PED user, but he would sit at 100 miles an hour when I would go watch the Marlins play, and it was unbelievable watching a starter do that, and there's not too many that can do that. Yeah. Now, you know, you got Ventura and maybe Verlander a couple years ago. So there's not too many, but yeah, bullpens are definitely throwing harder and harder. I think teams are drafting velocity as opposed to pitchers. You know, I played with a lot of guys in college that were really good pitchers, but, you know, through mid-80s. So they're not going to get drafted because their velo is only going to go down. As well as the minor leagues, you know, you got guys that are really good pitchers, but, you know, they're not throwing mid-90s, so you're going to go with that mid-90s guy, you know, that can throw it, and then you're going to try to hope that he learns how to pitch along the way. I've seen that a lot.
Yeah, that's interesting. I've hear about the college kids all the time, guys that have, you know, low ERAs and, you know, Friday starter maybe for a college in a big conference, and the guy, you know, he tops out at 87, 88, but he throws strikes. That guy's not going to get the look he did a few years ago, is what you're saying. Unless you're a power arm, you're not getting the look.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't know if there's a method to it. That's not my side of baseball. But yeah, definitely it's all about the velo.
Wow. One last one on that one. Do you find yourself doing different techniques than you were doing like 5, 6, 7 years ago to increase arm velocity? Different exercises or stretching or anything?
No, I've always had a pretty good arm. You know, hard work and, you know, God-given ability to throw the ball hard. But, you know, I've always had my weighted ball program. You know, I've always loved a long toss. I long toss every day. You know, some days I go further than others. But probably the minimum distance I throw every day is 150 feet. And it's on a line, 150 feet, not lollipop rainbow. And, you know, in a lot of core exercises in the weight room, working on, you know, hip mobilities, stuff like that. I mean,
so the same stuff I do every morning.
Yeah, same stuff.
You did it this morning at the hotel. It was crazy.
All about core.
Hey, what last thing for me? That bullpen. It's what is it like being a part of when you hear the term all the time, the best bullpen in baseball. You hear that as a group out there. How close are you guys? How much pride do you take in? Because it's not an individual, it's a group effort. How much pride do you guys take in hearing the words, best bullpen in baseball?
Yeah, I mean, that was 2014 that we were the best bullpen, and it was, we love that. We love that saying that, and, you know, we take a lot of pride, and we obviously want to repeat it. But to be honest with you, you can only, there's so little you can control as a pitcher. I mean, you can control, like, your preparation, you can control your work ethic, and you can control the pitch calling. That's about it. Like, once that ball leaves your hand, you can't control anything else. I mean, the guy can hit it over the fence. The guy can hit a ground ball or shortstop. The guy can swing and miss. He cannot swing. Could be right down the middle. The guy can call it a ball. There's just so many variables in the game of baseball that I try to not focus on the results. You know, try to focus on the process and the preparation and my routine more than anything. And then, you know, if 90% of the time when that stuff's going well, my end effort will be good as well.
It's fun year last year. Fun conversation. Best of luck. We'll see you up in Seattle.
Thank you guys for having me.